a God-appointed season in life and then suddenly experience change? Well, then we have a verse for you today. Hello, and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can find out all about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your work, your ministry, and your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining in today for your dose of love and encouragement as we talk about Ecclesiastes 3:1 on this special edition. So here's the question we're discussing today. Have you ever felt like God was calling you to something new? Scripture talks about that in a number of places. We are to sing to the Lord a new song. God himself does new things and gives us a new heart and a new spirit. Specifically, the scripture that we're meditating on today as a part of the conversation is Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. So when you think about seasons of life, you might think about childhood leading into adolescence and then young adult life leading into full-blown adulting, as they call it today. Well, sometimes seasons of life have to do with who we care for. It might be little children or older parents or loved ones. Maybe a season of life for you has to do with what career you're in. You know, have you shifted careers? You're in a new season. And if you serve in the church setting, you know that there are seasons of ministries. The ways in which you are called to serve the Lord do change over time based on His leading. And of course, the most important part of any season is to do just that, you know, follow the Lord's leading. And it's through the leading of the Holy Spirit that we're here today announcing this is the final recording of Love and Encouragement to Live By. We will no longer be recording new shows, but that does not mean that what we've created ends today. The season of recording these new shows is ending for us, but the ministry lives on. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment, but I'm going to pause here and give Tammy an opportunity to share what she's thinking as we start this, our final podcast.
Yeah. Wow. It's been a long time we've been doing this.
Yes.
So, and you know, we're always true to the verses that we talk about. So, you know, like as this verse says, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. And then in verses, if you continue to read this section of your Bible, we encourage you to read your Bible,
yes.
You know, verses 2-8, it lists a ton of things in life that are what seasons, you know. And I'm not going to read them all, but I encourage you to go back and study them. But I'm going to share a few just to kind of, you know, kind of make you think about the different types of seasons that there are. So it says there is a time to heal, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to speak, and a time to keep silent. And a time to be born and a time to die. And in between, it covers a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So when you go through this list in verses 2-8, I'm sure you can identify with seasons that you have gone through in your life. You know, and what happens with seasons? They pass. Right? So if you're going through a hard season, I know a lot of people out there are going through some hard times, a season caring for sick, you know, sick ones or loved ones who are getting old and frail. Just know that it's not going to last forever. Right?
Yeah.
The good news is that God has new seasons for you. You know, so that is, you know, where we are today with our last, you know, episode of Love and Encouragement to Live By. You know, from episode 0, you know, we didn't start at 1, we actually started at 0, where we shared our call into this joint effort. We now come and share that this season has come to an end. But that's okay, because when one season ends, a new one begins.
Yes, absolutely. And even though it's hard, right? It's hard to make a shift. It's hard to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I was thinking about this, you know, I was thinking, oh, you know, what does this mean, Father? And what does this look like? And of course, I was thinking of Tammy. And Tammy, you know, is an author of books. And she writes these books to help uplift and inspire you. And I don't know if any of you guys have ever written a book. I've never written a book, but you can use your imagination. You know, writing, Tammy, you're writing a book, you know, it takes an incredible amount of time and dedication. And, you know, it's under the inspiration of God that Tammy takes these months to put together the content for her various books. And that doesn't end there. You know, there's the editing, there's the design work and cover work and preparing for the content to be sold. There's a lot of work that goes into that. And so for those of you who own some of her books, you might see them on your shelf right now, just like me. I've got them kind of lined up behind me. The work and effort that has gone into getting her book on your shelf happened over a specific period of time. But now that book is available for you to access at any time. You just grab it off your bookshelf and you read it and let it to encourage you, or you pass it on to a loved one or a family member. Well, when the Lord brought that, you know, I'm a visual person. I've shared that a lot. When the Lord brought that visual to me, I was like, yeah, God, I see it. Our podcast is like Tammy's book on your shelf. Each episode offers rich insight to help inspire you to go deeper into the Bible, into understanding Bible verses, understanding God's Word, and applying it to your life. So each of our episodes serve as a resource for you anytime you need it. If you've been listening for long, you know there is a wealth of information in our more than 80 episode collection.
Amen. That's so true. Yeah. It is like a book. I mean, anything that people invest their time and put it out there, you know, it's done. It's complete. It's finished. But it still lives on. Mm-hmm. It's still available, you know. So, yeah. So just like Jo Heather was saying, you know, all these videos, you know, when we do our podcast, and maybe you guys don't know, you probably have your favorite way you listen to us. But it is in video and audio form. And so both of those are going to remain up on whatever way that you come to us, right? We're going to keep them up there. So they're going to be a source that you can watch and listen to. And of course, share. Yes. Share. I mean, you know, and for somebody that needs help, you might remember, you know, God can bring things back to your remembrance. Oh, yeah, I remember we had an episode on that, you know, and then you can share it with somebody. I mean, I've watched videos before people have shared with me that were years old, yes. You know. So this will continue on for a long time. So, we have our Bible teachings. We've done a couple of different formats on the show where we've dived into deep topics. And then we have other ones where we were doing the shorts where we just take a verse and break down. Plus, we have interviews. Mm-hmm. All this stuff is out there to bless you. So, and with, all of them being recorded, you may have missed a few. You know, I'm sure it's hard to follow us every week, you know. So go back and watch the ones that you've missed, you know. And we encourage you to, you know, to watch or rewatch an episode too. That maybe your favorite ones. If you're missing us, they might be missing us, Jo Heather. So if you're missing us, you can go back and rewatch some of your favorite ones.
Absolutely. You know, we have created just a wealth of episodes, and we have them stored. You know, the word rich repository kept coming up in my spirit as I was praying to God, you know, like about all that's been created. You know, it is rich information because why? Because God created the Word. And the goal of us in our lifetime is to grow deeper and deeper and deeper in His Word. And how do you do that? By studying it and listening to it. Just taking the time to talk to God through it. So, you know, we feel like each episode is a tool that can help you tap into what the Bible has to say. I know I personally have several Bible study resources that I use regularly, and I was talking to a friend the other day, they're all online. You know, 20 years ago, my Bible resources, oh, I still use them. You see them on my shelf. You know, I still use print resources, but a lot of the resources I actively use are online. So I pray that love and encouragement to live by has been and will continue to be just such a tool for you. You know, Tammy mentioned, let's say you're feeling drawn to better understand grief because you have a person in your life who's walking through that season. Well, we encourage you to check out our grief support episode. That was number 42. Or maybe you're curious about how to seek answers from God. Well, come to the library. Come to our collection and open up episode 27. And, there's a real neat search tool there. It'll help you find which episode that you need and that you're looking for. So we do encourage you to continue listening and learning and being encouraged. And just like taking that book from your bookcase and sharing it with your friend, we hope that you'll keep our website and YouTube channels bookmarked, because that way you can find what you need and also share episodes with others at just the time they need it.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And a lot of people also don't, I don't think, Joe Heather, know that we had a feature on our website where you can actually download the audio. Mm-hmm. So you can actually, if you're worried you're not going to be there forever, you can download. I think all of them are on there. There may be a few that I haven't gotten to. But you can download them and keep them on your phone or on your computer listen to them.
That's a great tip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but we want you to stay encouraged. So it's love and encouragement to live by, and the living by continues, right? We want you to be encouraged. That's what we want for you. We've talked about here, we've covered, the podcast content and how that's not going away and how that's going to be preserved. It's an ongoing resource for you. She called it a collection, but we also recently, I know a lot of we had this in-person event in August. And the feedback, my gosh, it was so positive, from all the women that were blessed. And I'm just amazed. The Lord is so good. I'm just amazed that I'm continuing to get feedback from ladies, that who attended, and they've come up to me and said, when's the next one?
The next one.
And then I have some people that haven't, that couldn't make it, but we're hearing all the feedback. From everybody. And they were saying, so how do I get this? How do I, when do you have the next one? I couldn't make the first one, but I heard how blessed they were. And I even had people say that other women are asking, when can it be online? And so, but praise God, that was such a blessing,
yes.
And so, we just want you to let you know that, love and encouragement, even though things are changing here on Love and Encouragement, but that Kingdom purpose will continue,
right?
It's going to continue. And so we're not going to be able to continue together in the way that we did before, but that's okay, because we talked about change when change comes, and I'm going to continue on with the Kingdom purpose training and, doing all the digital work and getting that up with some online courses. That's the way that the Lord's directed me to go with this. So it can reach more people. It's very hard when you have to go to one city and one area. Not everybody can make it. And we know a lot of the people who tune in and listen are from all over the place.
Yes.
Even some people who are all over the world. Mm-hmm. And so this will take what we've put our resources into and be able to have it so that it can reach more people. And of course, there'll be times where we might do more events, and I might do more events in the future in person. But for right now, that's the direction. But that's not going to be on our joint website anymore, because it's going to be up there, but it's going to be more in a dormant state. So the way that you're going to be able to reach us in the future is, by going to my website, ts-thompson.com. That's where I have the Kingdom Purpose stuff and my books and speaking engagements and stuff. And then you can go to Joe Heather's website, your Christian coach. .net. And so that way you can find out when she's speaking, or when she's having coaching service or group coaching or whatever it is that she's going to be doing, you'll be able to follow her there. So like I said, you're just going to be able, the only difference here is you're just going to be able to follow us differently. We've always had that up there on our website, how to reach us individually, but now that's going to be the main source. So I hope that clarifies stuff. You can send us questions if you are confused about how things are going to be working. We're still going to be able to be up and responding for quite some time, mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Tammy. Yeah, it's so neat. Purpose work, such powerful work, because that goes right along with our scripture for today about seasons, right? And you might be thinking, Tammy mentioned purpose work. I'm curious about that. Well, another word of encouragement is, purpose work doesn't always mean that your season has to, pick up and move to Africa. I heard one of our ladies from our workshop, and she said the Lord is leading her to start a card ministry. And I love that. Aww. And I thought, how sweet. And it brought back a sweet memory of mine from my past. My grandmother basically had a card ministry, and she would write to people and put in a stick of gum and send it to people all over. She met people all over. And that was her purpose, was to just send words of encouragement. And so that's what's been fun about our Love and Encouragement podcast, is we've been able to living into our purpose, share love and encouragement with you, spark your interest and curiosity of the word, and, make you want to know more about it and to be curious curious and to just, it's that iron sharpens iron. And that's what Tammy and I have been able to be for each other before this podcast ever existed. And now we've enjoyed that time of learning together during the podcast. And we look forward to how the Lord is going to hone us still as sisters in Christ. Iron sharpens iron in the days and weeks and months ahead and years. But as I think about that, and I think about the Word of God, you know, part of the reason the Word of God is so important is it keeps us focused on the Lord and it keeps us renewing our thoughts. So it made me, as I was sort of thinking about this new season and being called to something new or just different, I thought of Queen Esther. We actually were reading Esther the other day, and so I love that book, and we were, you know, I was looking at Esther chapter 4. Well, what's interesting was Esther didn't really know what the Lord was calling her to until the moment that reality hit. If she didn't step up and take a risk, her people, the Jews, would be obliterated. Now, if you're not familiar with that story, again, here's your challenge. Write it down. Be curious. Esther chapter 4. And Esther's not a long book in the Bible. You can read it pretty quickly. It's a powerful story. Powerful. So let's apply it, right? Because we always show up with you wanting to help you. You know, look at the Word, go deeper in the Word, but then apply it to your life. You hear that in every episode. Tammy shares stories. I share stories. You know, we challenge you to apply it. So here's your question this week. This isn't any different. How do you prepare for a shift in ministry or a change between seasons? How do you do that? Well, I just said it a second ago. It's about renewing your mind daily in God's Word. I mean, that's what we're created to do, be in His Word every day, be in relationship with Him every day. He leads you. He guides you. Just listen. So, you know, again, it took me to, Tammy will know, this is one of my favorite verses, Psalm 119:105, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We talked about this verse in three episodes, episode 28, 32, and 58. You can tell I really love it. But it's like, okay, God, if you're calling me to a new season, the Word is an entry point for that, right? The Word. So if you're wondering what to do in the season that you're in right now, the Word is an entry point. Doesn't mean change, but maybe it's just, how do I survive? Tammy talked about our seasons can be really difficult. How do you survive in it? Be in the Word. And the second thing I want to offer is just to stay in close prayer and conversation with the Lord, keeping your eyes on Jesus, not on the problem itself, but on Jesus. Because when you really just talk with Him and you listen to Him and you follow His lead, He has promised to guide your steps to His purpose and calling for your life, no matter what the season.
Mm, it's true. Because He didn't just make one season. You know, we go through multiple seasons, you know. Mm-hmm. And you can tell the shift in a season. There's a beginning of a season. There's a middle of a season. Mm-hmm. And there's an ending of a season. Mm-hmm. And then that's where the new season comes. And it just kind of keeps, we have four seasons, you know. It just keeps, you know, when you think of like, you know, we're getting ready. We're starting, I guess we're ending summer and going into fall. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, up in, you know, we're on the East Coast of the United States. Some countries are, their seasons are handled a lot differently. But yeah, but you can tell the shift of the seasons, you know, you can prepare for the seasons that are coming, you know. And so, you know, this is a time where, we know, we're saying goodbye, you know. But, you know, we will be up there. And like we said, we're still reachable, you know. But we wish you the best, right? We want the best for you. You know, no matter what season you're going through. And we want you to stay encouraged.
Yes.
We want you to stay encouraged and be in the Word, you know, and stay close to the Lord. And above all, be in His Word. And I also think, too, you got to have some Christian friends. Mm-hmm. You got to have that network of sisterhood and brotherhood. You know, you got to be connected to your kingdom family.
Yes.
You know, because it's hard to go through stuff alone, you know, in your seasons. And so if you have a network of loved ones around you, you know, that understand the Word and understand God, it'll help you through that season, whatever that season is in your life. And also when you go through seasons of joy, remember, there's not just hard seasons that we go through. We go through blessed seasons,
yes,
too.
Yes.
You know, and so you need people to rejoice with you mm-hmm. in those times of joy and stuff mm-hmm. with seasons. So I'm going to pass it back to Jo Heather as we get ready to wrap up our final episode.
Yes. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you, Tammy. Yeah, you know, we need that. As Tammy and I are always sharing prayer requests and challenges, and we're also sharing all those joys and those fun things and those things where we see God's fingerprints. And so, as Tammy said, you need your kingdom family to do that. And if you haven't found that family member or that friend yet, just pray. Just cover it in prayer. Say, God, open my eyes. I'm in a new workplace, maybe. Open my eyes to see that Christian friend. Or in church, open my eyes. Is there somebody there that I need to connect with that they'll support me and I'll support them? So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind that brothers and sisters in Christ can be right there beside you, walking with you, helping you to see what's happening in your season or when you're called to a new place. They can be that voice of encouragement for you. So you've heard where we are in this season. We're in a time of change and transition. The Lord is calling us to different things. But the question that we want to turn it, as always, is to what about you? You know, we want you to take what you've heard today, apply it to your life. So I want you to listen to today's verse one more time, Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. So as you meditate on those words, just ask yourself, what do they mean for you today? Take some time, just 5 minutes, meditate on that. Talk to God about it. Well, we can't thank you enough for all of the amazing support that you've given this podcast and us over the time of recording. You have reached out with words of encouragement, prayers, and financial support. Thank you so much for sowing into this ministry. We know it has a life of its own now, and it will serve as an amazing resource for you, your family, and your friends in the years to come. We do want to stay in touch with you all. You've heard it on our episodes before. Tammy's already mentioned it. You can reach out to Tammy through her website at ts-thompson.com, and you can contact me through yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining us on this amazing journey. We'll be praying for you all that you may keep reading the Word and daily be reminded of God's awesome love.